The battle's gone on for decades, but the subject of affordable housing in New Jersey remains very much unsettled. And just this week, the two sides fighting over affordable housing pulled even further apart. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has the story.
It's housing activists versus towns. The activists say that towns should be required to provide a generous stock of affordable housing for low-income residents. But towns say the activists' estimates of needed homes are too high and unreasonable. A new report commissioned by a group of towns offers one estimate of how much affordable housing New Jersey should build by 2026, and it's about a fifth of what activists say is needed.
We weren't surprised by it.
Kevin Walsh runs the Fair Share Housing Center in Cherry Hill.
The municipalities in New Jersey, many of the wealthier ones anyway, have been fighting meeting their fair share obligations for decades, and they found some experts that would help them do that.
The report by Philadelphia firm eConsult says the state needs about 38,000 new affordable homes over the next 10 years. A previous estimate by the Fair Share Housing Center put that number at just over 200,000. Michael Serra with the New Jersey State League of Municipalities says the eConsult findings are much more reasonable. He says the fact that the report was even drafted at all shows a willingness from the towns to meet their obligations under the Fair Housing Act.
These municipalities dug into their own pockets and paid for a report and a methodology in order to comply with their affordable housing obligations. They should not be criticized for doing that. They should be commended.
But in the coming months, many of these municipalities will have to take their affordable housing plans before local courts, which will ultimately have the final say on how many homes should be built. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.